Now, Chris Hipkins this morning was defending the growth of the public sector under the last government because, of course, he was the minister in charge of it.
Well, no, I mean, ultimately, you know, the government have been going on about the fact that there's all this fat in the system. The reality is that there isn't. You know, the increases in spending that we have had over the last 6 years have actually been proportionate to the increase in the New Zealand population and in the increasing pressure that our public services have been under.
Now, the public service jobs grew by 39%, but the population grew by 11% since 2017. Janae Chipsrainey is the Herald's Wellington business reporter, or editor rather. Janae, hello.
Hey, Heather.
What do you reckon? Has he got a point?
Yeah, he does. And I have spent some time looking at these numbers, and you can draw quite different conclusions depending on the way you slice and dice them. So if you look at the size of the whole public sector, including state-owned enterprises, local government, all of that, and you look at that as a proportion of the whole workforce, it hasn't grown disproportionately. But if you just strip out the public service, so you do away with the state-owned enterprises, local government, so on, then there has actually been a decent rise proportionate to the workforce. So, you know, this is the difficult thing with numbers. You can really tell different stories depending on which numbers you select.
Okay. Do we, though, need, like, does the public service actually have to grow in proportion to the workforce and the population?
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting debate, and I don't have the answer. I mean, you could argue that you don't need, you know, a certain number of policy analysts or communications staff per head of population, but you do need, you know, increases in social services, prison staff, all that kind of thing,
yeah,
as the population grows. I wonder whether some people in the public sector would also make the case that we do face quite a few challenges at the moment that are fairly large, like around climate change, geopolitics, you know, everything that's happening around the world, you know, things are a bit different to the way they've been in the past. Also, we've got an aging population, and the makeup of our population has become more diverse on the back of years of high immigration. So I think you could probably make arguments both ways.
I mean, I wonder if we should just give them a little bit of latitude to be brutal, because let's be honest about it, Janae, your life and my life is not going to be worse off because the Productivity Commission got cut. And there are a whole bunch of quangos like that could be given the chop and we wouldn't even notice. We'd be saving money.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's definitely cases for some of these departments to go. You know, under the previous government, the length of the reports that seemed to be produced increased. They were increasingly glossy and wordy. So I think that there's definitely a case for it. I just believe that the resizing needs to be done in a nuanced way rather than taking a sledgehammer to it, because I think there are areas of underfunding. Education is one where proportionately to the size of the workforce, it's actually gone down.
What part of it?
Well, I don't know that answer.
Because,
so that's I think you need to go agency by agency,
yes,
project by project, not just go, oh my goodness, the whole public sector is too big.
Yeah, you and I can look at clearly the Ministry of Education is not suffering a lack of funding because they have increased their staff by huge numbers. So if there's a lack of funding, it's happening in actually at the coalface, in the schools.
Yeah, look, I think that could quite possibly be the case. And I'm not going to pretend to be an expert in education, but I think that's just the point that I'm making in an opinion piece that,
yeah,
I've written today, is that it needs to be nuanced, because it's not, you know, just as simple as, oh, there's too many people across the whole public service.
Do you think that they're not selling the message properly?
Yeah, look, I think they could do better. And I wonder whether it's a matter of waiting until the budget, because we are just hearing of these job cuts here, there and everywhere. But it will be interesting to talk to Nicola Willis at the budget to see, you know, what the big picture is. Mm. I wonder whether there will be some areas where the funding won't be cut that dramatically, because there are things we actually do need to invest in. So hopefully after May 30, when the budget will be delivered, we'll have a clearer sense of where we're going. I mean, the issue really is that if we do make cuts in the wrong places, that will cost us more further down the track.
Yeah, too right. Hey, Janae, always good to talk to you. Thank you. Janae Chipsrainey, the Herald's Wellington business editor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.